The Middle East. Counter plan. Solvency. Operation One Health. The last piece, the back. I'll go through that one more time. Steve, Uruguay, Mitty, Clinton, counter plan, solvency, health, tobacco. How can I treat you? Number two, standing there, really, people almost as if they have no right line, they don't have the definition of what nearly or spiritual death, the bottom of the bay, they indicate that 90% of the stream, and that nearly is not necessarily the same thing, that's especially also standing number four, the literature train checks, if you say, he indicates that they got no way to be prepared, but they should be here for a while, and remember, the cases in the literature are solved, that is the one most influential advocates for our change of policy, they should be prepared to answer the harms areas, most essentially discussed, both of the literature arguing in the humanitarian aid, travel, and esoteric for exemptions, and negotiations to act, all the negative has to do with three differences, negotiations moving, both lifting, these are full embargo lifting, and they do the same thing. And that's exactly what the Lenore does, takes out any type of impact or topic of data, no argument. That's what her argument on your argument is. I'll explain it there. I'll explain it. Explain the number six of the evidence to check why he says that it's ridiculous. And he has no war here. That's how you do all your resolutional based research, or at least that's how you should. He also says that it's the only reason. He says that it's not the only reason. But it's the only way you can determine the ground reason is to see it in the round. And we'll certainly concede the fact that negotiations could have led to the entire looking of the bargain that could have been debate today, could have had in all percent. No, no, one was essentially in the last term, 9% could have given. Twice the to less than 75%. I think 50% is a fair limit for elasticity. The neurogram rate opportunity number one, indicates that they lead to the eventual lifting on the entire embargo. This is why there's no abuse on topicality, because they could have said that in the 1NC and the game would have been over and they could have talked all that embargo. But the fact is that the evidence indicates that Kevin will reject the negotiations. We still get the leak out. It's a mistake by them. The punishment for us extends to number two. It indicates the impact of the mean is just radiation, but it'll impact radiation. And also, number three, make sure indicates that they're real close to completion. But the part takes out the unanimous debate. If there's no close completion, the council can't be funded. The remaining 3% and the answer is additionally, you're saying that the argument indicates that it's not going to decrease and keep it right now. That's the strong evidence from 1AC. And although number four is the cooperation mission, she said the complement on substitute that evidence is atrocious. And additionally, council's interest in alternative energy sources can't be canceled. And instead of the consensus of the reliability of the plant, that's an argument of the plant. This is a kind of agricultural tourism. The amenity of the fall, I said, she's not going to pass. If that's uncancelled, we can't report that council has an ultimate unfurled by natural. She can't cancel the treatment.
Four.
People about to the potential to sit through other nations and stop the nations there. Now, Middle East. The North Korean fish base, he said, indicate first that the South Korean committed trade and based upon it doesn't say Republicans will be happy because North Korea it's just purely descriptive, doesn't even say Republican in the card. He also says the reversibility, the first criticism, but that evidence indicates that policy is designed to divide criticism, not that it will, and the fact that we are evidence of bias indicates that the Republicans absolutely hate the one thing are the good reason why we win the unanimous debate, and additionally that paraphernalia was unpopular took by 917 paraphernalia, read the Congress on the 24th, record the move was slower, ready to draw a fire for the from opposition, the chairman of the House of National Relations Committee, that the decision was premature and fear, both China and Russia, and number two is that it's possible to quantify the what political capitalism was certainly justified by the obvious interlink between popularity and policy success is co-97 public opinion. The key presidential resources must be essential. I can't even cultivate and mobilize these efforts. Legal ties to a normal level of support. Republicans have a hard time having the public behind their ever so strong ties and high level of support. They have many often had that support for them. They certainly should cover the pump having where we turn that down a little better. And CCPG say he says that it's built in the public capital, but he doesn't have any evidence to indicate that it's built into that public capital. And our evidence pretty good indicates that he pushed the CCPG right now should engage the same type of police agent. And all he said that we turn the plan talk, which he says that no one's really that involved. And I think it's pretty obvious that we're passing more public capital as we win that debate. And he is. and he's conceding religion that indicates the plan is popular. He's got no arguments with anti-Vargo government's running side of the conservatives as well as Democrats around the floor, 99 held by the Victoria Home Court, 99 in the Vargo convening hearing, because the Senate has been held by the reason the issue of zero support for the U.S. Embargo material being pulled up, majority support for government, amendments for religion, the embargo, human rights, and religious groups, along with getting the security, the message, and pulled down four policy governments from President Clinton, one of the best that are, you know, conservative reporting that's beneath this great nation, all the whole committee's bad decision, and the two of the four policy of America that will, the dissab becomes a death benefit to the counter plans for the affirmative, because we don't ever make the argument, the counter plan gets it, the counter plan avoids it, we win the late turns, game over. The winners would be, if you're relevant, the rest would be, it's also irrelevant. Counter plan.
Yeah.
On the fermentation, he says it's separate from fermentation. That's one, it's not true. There's no evidence indicating the fact is the food. I don't eat it. Two, the tangible fermentation. Do the plan, their count plan, do the plan and add butt sanctions in the tobacco. That's exactly what our fermentation is. Do we read the plan and then butt sanctions on tobacco? It seems like it was a perfectly tangible fermentation count plan in the written well. So the fermentation legitimate because it doesn't have competition. Their competition, now the answer, I take that out and there's no work. Why separability is that? I think it's just because it's real policy. Well, and he makes the argument that policy making it is the best term, which is it only justifies our or the pick argument. I only want the argument that they don't have a solid strategy, they don't have a specific strategy. What should not be prepared for this debate, and that's why town plans like excluding extraterritoriality would be legitimate, because there are town plans as a policy advocates for that, and grounds, the reason that grounds the motivation is because of education, and the fact that there's no solid that we have to be prepared for means that is why ground is important. That's
okay.
It. She continually reiterates the fact that there will be repression and there will be a crackdown, but there's no impact to repression. What is the impact that will win on a Clinton debate? And they're not impacting well enough. We'll also look at the thousands
one.
Will survive because of the health and impact that we don't necessarily need to solve the constructive engagement. We don't need the constructive engagement solid part. We're winning the rest of the debate. We win the health impact regardless of that. And repression is high right now. That's Aaron's and Robin's evidence. They have no answer to whatsoever. Health. She again speaks for not least constitution, but they're not coming to grips with the fact that Wiley concedes that arguments on assaults or travel, I can't remember which one, indicate that Castro will stop tourism, that takes out their tourism turns. No impact. She says we don't focus, we don't live CDA, but we live on the message. That's the funny and that's the intent of the plan to ask that across the organization, all the health arguments she's conceded. Those are the AAWH and 97 evidence that indicates there are four reasons why there are major problems with getting medical equipment. That includes the shipping, the delays, and the conglomerations of medicine. All that evidence is conceded, and the impact of thousands of people will still win, and even if you think they're winning, a risk of that will win from the Clinton terms, and she indicates that there will be an existence from the solving of the torch of the dissidents, repression side now, that's conceded, and the bioweapons today, they're conceding the bottom turn indicates that we decrease the threat structure of people, we solve human hostilities, which means there's no impact to the debate.
Okay, Bobby Dylan, global speech. Tobacco, the counter plan, Middle East,
all the rest of it
Iraq.
They just say it four times.
Okay.
Ready? Tobacco, this is absolutely conceded by the 1 hour, regardless of whether I'm going to count on or not, they're going to put the lives of all those 60 million people at risk. That's a huge impact in the United States, and that's absolutely conceded by the 1 hour. That's the Times Union evidence and the Toronto Star and Times Union evidence for the 1C. That's a large impact, and that's evidence of the counterplan, and this has to do with the affirmative, exclude tobacco counterplan. I handle the evidence first. They can see the 1C National Journal evidence certificate that is a specific individual sanction as a component of food sanctions. The camp has recently been left out. And they can see that the second part of the count on 1C show the Shaman evidence which indicates that cigarette smoking is a harmful kill. They see people like exporting death. And they can see the Susan Marsh evidence from the juvenile which indicates that they're looking to increase exports and looking for new markets between Turkey, a sell to Cuba if you look at sanctions on Cuba and the status quo. And they can see that the cigars are worse than cigarette evidence. And they can see that the count on 100% of the affirmative. They can't. I believe the reason why it doesn't mean that I win his silly little theory arguments that we flat out always outweigh the affirmative case now on the permutation. He says that first, it's not the 1C National Journal evidence says that this is food and medical sanctions were looking on Iran and Libya earlier this year, and that is that food and medical sanctions include the cotton and tobacco, but those were left prohibited under that deal, which means that this is a uniquely legitimate exclusionary counterpoint. This is an example of the context of the revolution and cross-examination is binding. They have they have no answer to this argument. I ask that they list all food, which means that when the tobacco is considered a food, that they are bound by that cross-examination. That's a 1-2 standard. Drop by the 2, and D, drop by the 1-AR. They have to abide by that, or otherwise the negative examination section says you cannot have any argument. The second is because textual fermentation, textual combination is best versus the new argument. They don't say the textual fermentation is how you evaluate competition in the 2EC. That should be the claim there. Second, the cross-examination argument also applies. Third, the counterplan can compete because they can always say the counterplan text is going to include words that aren't in the plan text. We can combine them with the affirmative plan text, which means a counterplan that excludes something would never compete, or simply a counterplan that did less than the affirmative. Any counterplan that did something was competitive with the affirmative by literature would compete for them. They say there's no reason why you have the real world argument. There are no implication or impact to this, and the real argument just kind of justifying their presentation. Now, the claim to this counterplan is bad. He says there's no solvency the advocate. I'll concede that, but I think it's pretty reasonable that we have an example of other sanctions being lifted, but remaining in place of the tobacco sanctions. That's the fact they don't answer the disadvantage, which is a predictable disadvantage against the Cuba case. I concede your argument, and he doesn't accept the voting issue of this. He just says it's bad for drama. I'm not going to South Carolina. He doesn't explain this argument at all. All we come down to concede a bunch of the reasons why it's okay, because they have imminent prep time to defend the whole plan. He concedes the negation theory, but he says they know them, and the compensation check abuse, which means that there's no reason why you would vote on this. Any explanation of it will be absolutely new by him. Now, what? We control scenario-specific uniqueness. We cannot lose this disadvantage. They can see the U.S. News and World Report evidence says the peace process is on track right now. And the one thing, again, news service evidence out of the U.S. News, which indicates that he's going to get funding right now for the middle of the peace process at work. They might win something to link the United Unique, but it's still going to happen to Seth Cole, which is just 100% of the arguments for their turn. Also, number one, they have done unique, and they said no pre-section, but they have no evidence that it will involve Congress and the Seth Cole. That's a conceded argument, which means they can't waste this capital, because this capital needs to be Congress. Angry senators don't cut it on link evidence to specific political clout with Congress, which you'll have to do to repeal congressional sanctions, which is why the plan links, they can see the link analysis out of the choice state, that Glenn will have to be involved in a controversial plan with Republicans. That link evidence is conceded, and reversibility argument is conceded. That's the agency branch press and USA Today evidence, and the Korean Economic Weekly evidence. I mean, in the USA, which indicates that right now, Glenn will be able to deflect criticism by saying, I can just reimpose sanctions. I mean, Congress is mad enough to just reimpose on North Korea. That's all. And the second argument there is the popularity card. First, it's absolutely new. They read an internal. I read an internal link card in the 1NC. They should read an internal link card in the 2AC if they're going to turn my just at his explanation of the article of capital links. Nebulous is not a justification for reading new internal link cards. And if this argument doesn't get them any sense, it's not scenario specific. Our evidence indicates that capital is key to this critical issue. They can't articulate a reason why popularity would be key to getting Middle East peace funded foreign aid. But they have no evidence that would be something that would be perceived or something like that. And they have no popularity. Unique evidence that the popularity is low right now, which means they can't ever win. Unique turns close very popular president. He has been in entire terms. So far, I mean, Clinton pushed the CPC now. That's just blitz through. It's already accounted for in his political calculations. Then he's warning his political capital for significant issues now. That's the Baltimore Sun. Evans virtually conceded. And they have no evidence that he's going to waste his political capital, which is also a choice to argue and conceded that next set out now. Before them, his plan's popular. And Trump said they're going to win or win. He says it's a disadvantage better than here, but they don't explain it or articulate any kind of term here. And even if we don't win the counterplan, if they win, the counterplan doesn't compete. Our impact analysis is conceded. It'll be a nuclear war in the Middle East, which means this disadvantage will solve the outweigh, even if we don't want to counterplan. There's no voting issues on the counterplan because the punishment should be the crime, so it works. It just goes away from us. Now, Nicaragua. Again, we control uniqueness here. Can't build the status quo because the critical U.S. investment isn't occurring, and there's no reason why the counterplan would solve this. If anything, the counterplan is net less investment because they don't get the cigarette sales and the cigar sales and the cigarette exports to Cuba, which means we'll always link less and then we'll always be better. Be better than the status quo, which means we can't use this argument. And the sense that illegal alternative energy is ridiculous because he'll complement it with it. They don't answer the argument, just add that as a compliment as 80 million people that die. And I think it links to the counterplan just as much to have no reason why. Our unique status is just the break evidence that it indicates that right now he doesn't have it. His Schwab evidence in the 1AC doesn't indicate that it's going to be enough investment in the status quo in order to solve the case. And but the diversion evidence indicates that the new investment they would spark will just their uniqueness claim. So they'll inevitably spark more uniqueness will get diverted to him. And their food and medicine stuff will be enough to fund the project itself. The pet project, because that's happening in the status quo. You might try to say that they don't go look for the whole lithium on the embargo, but the one in our preemptive argument by saying the medical and food aid would be diverted by Castro, taken away from the people, and then sold and then exported and sold to other countries so he can pay for it. Inside projects, we need the plan uniquely increase the risk of this, and I think it links the counterplan just as much, which means we can't lose the debate here. We control uniqueness on this argument. Oh, yeah.
Counterplan. Iraqua. Tobacco. Thank you.
wacky tobacco anymore, huh?
When?
Are we ready?
This is what you get for one of the intrigued political dissent and reality plan spread all over the place that means the plan is the only hope for the peace process we control the uniqueness of the debate and any risk. And the risk is on our side is the vote stops the nuclear war a couple of reasons. First, Clinton flat outweighs anything else. The nuclear war means we were any risk of the turn speed you vote for us. The second is the permutation just mishandled. He isn't answered. Is not answering the arguments they invented about policy making superior. Even if it is a separate permutation, it's irrelevant. The best policy makes hits. No offensive answer back to this. Just flat out and see the tobacco on the top of it. It's an easy debate for us. He's undercovering and mishandling. He's not giving any reason to block on the permutation developed. Our offense, the only thing we need to win, extend the term of permutation, do the plan in, do the counterplan, extend Damon's argument is textual. And his argument back to that, he says that it's irrelevant in our national journal evidence indicates that you should be able to defend it. But he's not making the arguments on why we should have to defend all the plan in. He's not justifying any of the reasons. Additionally, the brand new answer, the only argument he says the plan is that When you start with bad, he doesn't give any kind of reasons. Except the third argument is just a test indicating the test whether or not it's a good idea. And the fourth argument is conceding says it's good policy. And the argument that that we're conceding on the plan includes in this debate. John Fitzgerald argues you went off to the best policymaker, and he doesn't have any arguments back. The only thing he says to him is that it's a new argument, but we'll still make. There's no reason to send new arguments. It was in the 2 years. Yeah, it's response to severability bad. He's not explaining. He says the cross-ex chance is irrelevant to the debate. It's just because the cross-ex order doesn't produce, there's any way you can answer that. The counterpoint doesn't compete on that. There's anything less. He's not explaining this argument. He doesn't explain. And additionally, it's conceded 4 and 5. It's still good policy and positive key. He says it's just test, but it's a new, he says it's just test, remember, so new argument. Now, extended them from the last two arguments went around. They indicate the good policy and John's making down the volume of planning systems debate. And he's, you as a policymaker, do the best policy arguments you can do the plan and contextually opt out of the counterplan. His only offense back is that he's not giving any reason. He says it's a counterplan. He's not giving any kind of reasons or justification why we have to defend the entire plan. And on theory level, he's just not giving any, he doesn't do it. And he's the one that has to explain why severance permutation is bad. He doesn't do that, and you don't give him any leeway on the theory debate. And we win the counterplan, it goes away, and we'll still win the Clinton turn. Where I'm at now. He concedes that the Clinton debate isn't a net benefit. I mean, if we win the Clinton turn, you still vote for us. We control the uniqueness debate. Most politicians are going down with the Clinton debate. The only hope is to the best term we have is with the plan. The 2NR concedes that the plan is possible to make any risk of the nuclear war you voted for at the top of the debate. Extend North Korea has already moved sanctions and extend all of our arguments on the bottom. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch and the Paris Post its own popular and the BBC evidence. It's the BBC evidence and the Cook evidence. All indicate the Republicans opposed to New Korea. Now, he says it's a graduate study there, but it's an examined analysis that's the way it's designed to do. It's failed in the past. He doesn't have answers back. It means you still don't evaluate the argument. He says reversibility, but he's not explaining what it means and gives the reasons why. And gives the reasons why we take out the position. He said before that, but at the top of it, he says it doesn't involve Congress's outright assertion about John. He says it doesn't still specific capital to Congress, but he's not explaining again. It doesn't make any sense. Remember, the cross-section, which you can agree where the political capital comes from, makes logical sense. The popularity or Congress likes the plan additionally. That's he's conceding the arguments on the bottom of the debate for 1 year extension. The mood in Congress is anti against embargo. There's no answer back to the Congress doesn't like the embargo. There's no answer back to that. Means we'll still win on the top level of the political capital debate. He says reverse. He's okay, but he's not explaining the argument and all of our evidence postdates him. It's easy. We control the uniqueness. All of his evidence, our evidence postdates him. He's not giving offensive reasons to me. The Congress is, if he's getting it now, his political capital should be decreasing. Extend the second argument. Impossible to quantify political capital. And it's just the new argument. He's not explaining any reasons why. But our argument is that the political capital doesn't operate exactly that. He does things all the time and spread out. It means that it justifies why his uniqueness arguments are true and how the Clinton's political capital should be spread out now. Extend the 2EC number 2. He's pushing the CTVT. There's no real answer back to this. He just says we post his arguments and just gives a couple other arguments. Remember, he still sees that right now he's pushing on the CTVT. It means he's investing political capital and should have an extension to the 2EC number 4. The plan's popular. There's no arguments back to this. The only thing I have to do is the internal debate. First, Emory never explains what the political capital is, and we're pressing them in the cross-section debate on how to define. They're bringing this on the issue just for our clarification, the 1AR. 2, John should have Josh would have predicted the folks of the popularity debate anyway. It's not our fault. The Jewish time, the Jewish thing, and three is a direct response. They say there's no link between the political cap and popularity. We response to the argument with evidence that many people call that a debate for policymaking justifies his arguments on the counterplan proves we should always be the best policymakers. And there's no doubt
that
a short and paradox evaluation of the evaluation is the truth.
And they're conceding the 1AR card that Congress likes the plan.
And they're conceding the 1AR is the card that Congress likes to plan. That's what I'm extending to the top. Basically, look, Congress is planning to spread itself out of slavery, putting it into the CT, that's decreasing the capital, and the things are happening from the
45.
We're the only ones with the risk. You're awkward. He can see the foreign investment increasing now. The only thing we need is to win the debate. Look, even if he's right, he has zero threshold on how much is necessary to cause the Iraq debate. That means the foreign investment is increasing now. It kills the threshold, kills the uniqueness. Means we're going with risk of the turn, extending cooperation policy. He's giving no reason why his argument is true. And the impact is bad. It's just radiation. It's just they kill millions of people with tobacco. And he's conceding the solvency debate. He extends all of our arguments indicating we don't increase investment. It means there's no risk to the return on the back of the debate. He's probably conceded it. But that doesn't mean you take it with the way it is. You read his impact card. I guarantee you they'll see 60 million people die just as you increase the health risk. It means the Clinton debate is an easy win for us.